Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I know it's been a while since I've been on, and I've been quiet because in this season, we have to really, and you know, I've been trying to tell y'all since last year that it is time to really listen to God. And anything God will, in any type of warning and any type of preparation, God will use the earth to prepare us, to warn us, to give us direction. He will use every aspect of nature, people, everywhere to direct us into where we need to be. That being said, in this season, I am very excited, and I told you before, you know, there's a new, the true you. God is unveiling the true you, and He has did some things with you in order for you to be able to prepare yourself. In this season, we have to have a very close ear to what it is that God is trying to convey. There is a lot of things going on in the churches where pastors, you know, are commenting that you can't get instruction without a pastor. You can't get direction without a pastor. And I want to say something to that. It's a lie. It's a lie. All things come from God. Yes, God will use man to give and direct direction and give clarity, but only it's only by Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost is God, and God is all three, the Trinity. So if you feel like you are being singled out, or if you feel weird and something ain't right, that's the atmosphere shifting, and that's God and Holy Ghost and Jesus allowing you to get that understanding. In this season, we have to have that. We have to be very careful as to what we let in and who we let in. We have to be very mindful of the circle that we create and be very mindful of who's in that circle. We also need to make sure that we are not trying to, replace, thank you, Holy Ghost, replace God with something else. We have been doing that for so long, and it's very frustrating to even see and hear and try to, you know, understand, but we have to really buckle down and truly see God for who He is. And when we look at things for just on the surface, and when we read the Word of God just on the surface, we only get a surface understanding. We have to go deeper. In this season, you got to go deeper. If you look at the Word of God, everything is parabolic. Everything is in parables. Everything is twofold. It is, and what I mean by twofold, the Word of God will give you a surface understanding, but it will also give you a spiritual understanding. He will use things in the Word to, because it's Him. So He will unveil Himself. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are so good to me this morning and every day. I thank you for the clarity. The Word of God is Him. He is the Word, and the Word stands alone. And the Word was with God at the beginning. So if we know this, and if we continue to get an understanding of that, then we can realize that in order for us to get a true intimacy with Abba Father, our Daddy, we have to truly go into our Word and study. Study to show thyself approved. Don't take people's words for just surface, and don't take the scripture and then, well, my pastor said, or so-and-so said, you got to find out for yourself. Get an understanding for yourself. Get enlightened for yourself. Because people will use the word of God in every aspect of their lives and manipulate it, pervert it to something that they want. Be very careful. We have to be careful in this season. We were just trying to get through 2019. It was no joke. Exposure, revelation. We was getting exposed, good and evil. You know, we was getting revelatory understanding. We was, you know, catching our feelings and trying to get out of our feelings, trying to make decisive decision in feelings, and then realizing it's not working, and then realizing, okay, I got to use, you know, true understanding, factual truths, the word, and get my understanding, get my clarity, get my peace. Starting to say no to people in yes in last season, starting to, and I say starting because we ain't finished, getting a peace of mind, standing firm in your faith, and knowing that this is about God. All of this is about God, not about anybody else. It's about Him, and only He can get us through this thing. You have to figure out with clarity from Christ what you are supposed to do. This season is going to be a long season, but it could be easy if you obey. First, we need to repent. Then we need to obey. Then we need to deploy what we're supposed to do. I always say we're supposed to get our instructions from the tower. And it is time to truly get our instruction from the tower. And in order for you to do that, you have to listen. You hear that? It's the atmosphere. It seems quiet, but He's talking. Let's listen to what He's truly saying. Sometimes words cannot truly give clarity to what it is that Abba Father is truly trying to say. Sometimes you just have to listen and hear Him. He says, my sheep knows my voice. So if you are truly a sheep and not a goat, then you will hear His voice. You will hear everything that He has for you. You will hear everything that He is directing you to do. And you will hear Abba Father's voice. It is time to get clarity, peace, direction, understanding, knowledge, power, strength, and I don't want to say it, but wealth, because we're all wrapped up in wealth. We're all wrapped up in money, but we don't understand that right now Mammon is on the earth and he is trying to manipulate and confuse and pimp people, the people of God. And we're using that sort of, because there's a difference between rich and wealth, and all mixed up in that is prosperity. So prosperity comes with wealth, but prosperity is not just money. And we have to understand that this demon is strong, but only money can get you and open up opportunities. That's all it does. It doesn't shift or change your character. So we have to get the character straightened first. We have to get he or she done first. We have to take care of the inner man first before we can even be trusted with wealth. See, some of us, we get sidetracked thank you, Holy Ghost, distracted by what it looks like and not really what it is. We have to listen, guys. Let's continue to listen. Again, I've been quiet because I'm trying to hear Daddy. And what is the next step? What is the next process that I need to put in place? Or what is the next process do I need to cut? See, we don't like cutting stuff. We like creating, but we don't like cutting and stopping things. A young man of God, he was starting a business, good friend of mine, and God told him that's not his call. Making money, he was about to make thousands of dollars, and maybe if he had kept on going, it would have been millions. But that's not his call. He was chosen and called to preach the word of God. And that's what he has been told to do. All that other things will come. Everybody is not called to the marketplace. Stop thinking that you're called to the marketplace when everything you touch falls apart. You gotta listen. Stop trying to be somebody that you're not. Be who God designed and equipped you to be. Like a magnificent piece of artwork. Not the art that you see in the museum that nobody could touch. A piece of artwork that is breathing, that is a living sacrifice that only God will get the glory out of. You have to listen. You were given a grace period in 2019. You were given an opportunity to reconcile, reveal, expose, cleanse, detox, so to speak. Everything that you thought was you, but now is the true you, coming out. He or she has not truly expressed himself yet. He or she has not truly revealed himself as of yet, because there is a process. It's just like gaining weight. When you're big, you know, you got a little weight on you. It took you some time to get that, right? It took you some time to put that weight on. It's going to take some time to get that weight off. But with God, at the same time, just as much as it took for you to be revealed and go through the pressing and the stretching and all those things, right? It's going to take a process and time for you to be at your fullest potential. He's going to move expeditiously. I will remind you. But his ways is not as our ways, and his thoughts is not our thoughts. So what we may think may take a long time may actually be faster than we thought. So we got to be prepared. And in that preparation, we have to listen. So hear God in his entirety. Listen to the earth, because the earth speaks. Smell the atmosphere and see the shift. Stop walking around with your head in the clouds, so to speak. There are forces in the air that are not flesh. They're in the spiritual realm, battling with your thoughts, battling with your mind, and battling with your eyes. Take the scabs off. Ask God to peel the scabs off your eyes. Open your ear gates. Clean your nostrils out. And close your mouth, so you can hear. Then you can use your tongue, which is the nastiest, vilest part of our bodies, to speak life. To be the pen of authority, to speak true authoritative love, trueness, His word. Let's get in our battle gear. You thought it was over, didn't you? Oh, my sister, my brother, it has just begun. It is time. And I've been saying this over and over again. In order for the breastplate of righteousness, and this is only one part of your armor, to actually sit on you, because that thing is heavy. Righteousness is heavy. Ooh, it's a heavy thing. It's heavy. But the belt of truth is what holds it up and keeps it from digging in your stomach and in your loins. The belt protects you. The belt of truth, that is. So let's walk in truth, God's truth, the only truth. Let's stand firm and let's listen. Let's listen. Let's be focused. And let's stay true, the true you, not the new you, the true you. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you soon.